No problem. Palika is up there now learning how to cook from her. Palika has gone up there to learn cooking from her, and then she will come back and instruct the cooks in L.A.
She wrote, Palika wrote one letter saying she wanted, her husband took some
money. Yes, probably not.
And she wanted to stay at that farm. She lived a long time.
She's staying at the press now. She works at the press. Palika.
Palika.
Yes. She's transcribing all of the tapes of you lecturing back from 1966 all the way to the present. We're going to have an archive. We want to get every word that you say while you're here.
So, don't rest. Ask them. How far?
Ask them.
From Los Angeles?
10,000 miles, right?
It's closer to San Francisco. Very far. Perhaps 1,000 miles.
Hmm?
Perhaps 1,000 miles because Los Angeles is on the southern portion of California, the southern half.
Hmm.
And Oregon is... Remember we went to Portland?
Hmm.
It's Portland, and then we went to... We drove across to Eugene that one day. We did a program there. Johnson was driving very fast.
Hmm.
I was in the car there. And it's more or less in that area of Eugene. So it's somewhere in between around that area, Portland.
Yeah, Portland.
Yeah, it's Oregon. And Portland is the
yes.
Horizontal state.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
She mentioned she would like to come, but because there's only two of them there, and they're taking care of the deities, and they don't have much money, they may not be able to. She would like to come to see
you. Money, you can serve somebody.
Mm-hmm. But then she was wondering who would take care of the deity.
I'm done, brother. See how it is.
I don't know what kind of facility they'll have there, though, she would probably.
No facility. What facility? We are not for facilities. We are for service.
I know that.
At least you get some good cooking.
Hmm?
At least you get some good cooking.
That does.
We don't know if there's a road up to the house or anything. No.
Mm-hmm.
Some farms, you know, they don't have roads up to the houses. We just don't know what the situation is. We have to make some inquiries. I do know anything about it. I don't know.
Sure, if there's anything, I hate you anyway.
And we can perhaps find out from Los Angeles a little bit more. I can write one letter to him. So I'll write and ask him what the situation of their farm is.
You're back in India, I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
No land is allowed there, right?
So far I know, they're trying to remain completely free from any land whatsoever.
That's good.
In Los Angeles, Palika and Jadarani both have cut all their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Palika and Jadarani have both cut all their hair off.
That's good.
Oh,
sure. That is the Vedic system. Those are husband blessed, they should not dress attractively. Attract their parents up. Another man. It is very dangerous to do this for the Western.
Vishaka will be coming here to photography for BTG. She'll be here soon.
It appears, though, that her farm is not growing very much.
No need of it.
Because there were two of them before and still two. They're not expanding at all.
Can't have lost some of the source.
But they haven't extended at all.
But you don't expect.
No women perhaps want to stay there.
Yeah, very troublesome. Thoughts to it. But she is maintaining.
Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. You see big cities, man.
Yeah. Flowers.
Abhaka Brahma Tajjena. This is the beginning of spiritual life. Yesterday I was spent on Bhaskar. Our Lord Ramchandra from
on the I'm not quite there yet. I've only done about a third of it so far. I'm on that verse where Krishna's his body is described, I think it's the 12th or 13th verse. Krishna's body is described as the universe. He's the oldest. And there was one word, Dhatte.
Dhatte. Dhatte.
What is that?
Dhatte means maintaining.
Dhatte Asya.
And this step, there is one verse how the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to teach human society. As Lord Ram, Sangha, as Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have come to that?
Not yet. I'll be doing that today.
I think one copy of that experiment may give it the letter of Bajaj. It's a manufacturer. Now they are holding this conference on account of me. Because there are so many aspects. They have interpreted Bhagavad Gita in so many ways, but they could not do anything. And here, our propaganda is going on all over the world. So they are a little ashamed.
Are they genuinely ashamed or are they...
Genuinely. They think, who cares for us?
There's some men in Bombay. Conference. Gita Prasad.
That Bajaj is a very rich man and is son of very important man of Gandhi's contemporary. Vinoba Bhave and his father, Gandhi, they are working together. His father's name was Jamuna Lal Bajaj, a very rich man. He got Gandhi's movement and was financing the movement. So this man is also a very big, rich man in Bombay. Very big, fancy, electrical. What is it called?
Appliances.
Very good factory in India. Double fan, ceiling fan, all kinds of appliances. Stove. That was very good factory. Easy proprietor. Like them, but he came to see me. Is it not possible to fight them? I'm ready. The same thing I'm ready.
His divine grace is already doing. Why don't they just join our society?
And they have got this rascal interpretation. In that we live, that is their vision.
Why do they want to develop a separate society to keep their prachar conference or their separate work when they can simply support our work, which is doing it already?
He is organizing. He is trying to organize. That's why not combine. But if Babaji can be done, but he just fell in a failure. They stick their own foolishness. It will never be successful. Misinterpreting on the words of Krishna, how much offensive it is, they do not know it. And they want success. They do not take seriously that it is Krishna's minister. They take it in. Somebody has written.
It's mythology.
They do not believe there was battle of Kurukshetra. Krishna is Kurukshetra. Krishna is God. And they are these things.
At the most, the old Miss Krishna was a great personality.
That's all. Now, the Sin Mananda and this Srinava Bhave and Dante and Dr. Adha.
The evidence is there in the Vedic scriptures. The evidence is there in the Vedic scriptures. It seems that they've developed this Mayavadi philosophy to the within of Krishna, that Radha Krishna philosophy. People have come to accept.
Radha Krishna accepted that it is very difficult to deny the personality of God by reading Bhagavad Gita.
You wrote that?
He tried.
He tried his best, but it is hard. One after another.
They didn't at all want to serve the purpose of Krishna.
Impossible. How God can be person? They compare with themselves. But I am a person, how can I do it? How can I experience this star? They are in perplexity.
So why do they touch Bhagavad Gita then?
Because it is so authorized and popular. It took the advantage of provincial police, rascal idea.
Maharishi also did one translation. Very nonsense. He talks about Bhagavad Gita as if it were some sort of high school physics course.
Huh?
He speaks of Bhagavad Gita in the terms of physics, energy, so much nonsense. It's impossible to understand it.
Now there we can make that as it is.
Why you don't understand it?
And this is becoming very popular. Never that popular.
Mahalashtra will go to the colleges. Mahalashtra gives lectures in the colleges and he hands out Gitas to all the students. And during the lecture he says, so turn the page such and such and you will see where it talks about karma. And then turn to this page and they're all going through the book, going through the book. And after the class, he usually sells about 5 books because they are so impressed that someone is so well-versed in the Gita and can explain it so nicely. And they take the book because they've never seen this before.
That is. Murana Vijana, Simami, Bhaparama.
Sometimes the scholar accused that your translation has a Vaishnava slant. He said, although the translations are slanted towards the devotional side, still is a very nice book.
That means they have some preconception already. That means they have some preconception already what to expect from Bhagavad Gita. They've been contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
The library party was saying that, you know, the library party, one of them was telling me that when they present the scholars, they get the books and they like the layout and the Sanskrit and everything like that, but they're not so keen on the purports because they can't speculate on anything. It's so clear and direct. They've got nothing left to say themselves.
No, we cannot allow any speculation. Just see, they're speculating on the words of the Supreme Personality. Such randomness. And you have to accept adultery. In Bengal it is called Jatam. Jatam. This lady is a small boy, a speech capacitated before his father, Kukuya. It is called Jatam.
Hmm.
What do you call it? Means?
Upstart.
Upstart. Impudent. God is asking. Jatam.
You described that in the third channel where Vidura was referred to Maitreya by Uddhava, because Uddhava was afraid to speak, although he was qualified, he didn't want to speak while Maitreya was still present, because Maitreya was older.
No, it says Maya Dvyati Krama.
Mm-hmm.
Maya Dvyati Krama. Is that it?
Yeah.
You sent me a protocol that you mentioned that it's so long to speak in the presence of the superior, and then that's in the friends.
We, this particular child, always come.
These children, that it's the children from the county, son, that make all the noise. Most of our children are all pretty quiet.
This is a devotee.
This is one of the devotees.
I'm speaking of. He's always playing.
They could use a gurukul here, I think. They could use a gurukul on this island.
I think all of those children in the morning, now they're from the other island.
Many devotees on the island of Maui.
Mm-hmm.
There are many devotees on the island of Maui, the next island. They don't live in the temple. They also have many children.
Ramaswara said that Jagadish is taking very seriously to expand the Gurukul program.
In Los Angeles, one of the neighboring ladies, Parmi lady, she was passing by and all the Gurukul children were running around outside, and she said, these are the nicest children I've ever seen.
This child is in this study. In the temple, no Grihastha Yama.
Yeah.
temple is meant for brahmacharis. Grihasthas many engage in worshipping, taking care of family, but family should be one also.
Problem is, most of these women with children, they don't have any husbands unmarried. One woman, she came the other day, she has one child, no husband. She was living here, she was asked to leave because there was no space. Now she's living in the back of a car with her baby. She's living in the back of a car with her baby. She has no blanket even to take care of the child. No husband, just a baby living in the back of a car.
Yes.
Nearby, she was coming each morning to the restaurant. Many of these women are there. The baby.
This is social thing. No man without husband. And how scientific it was that the girl, as soon as he's about 10 years, the parent response is, how to get her married. All my sisters are married from 9 to 12 years. And the 12 years was my second sister. She was belated.
Belated?
No, it was late.
She was old.
12 years.
12 years.
So my mother said to my father that this girl is not being married, I said, no, she's. This is, as seen, she was elder than me by 3 years, my second sister. So, then, hastily, somehow she was married, to my brother-in-law, a second wife, first wife died. But when the boys of Darshan were married, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was married at 17 years old. He married for the second time at the age of 20 years. First wife dead. So formally, this was practice. Girl, utmost 10 to 12 years, and boy, 16, 17, or utmost 20.
As soon as your sisters were married, did they remain in the same house, or did they live at the other family's house?
Because she was 12 years old, so after 1 year, because generally, in Bengal, 12 to 13 years is the age of puberty. My wife gave birth to first child when she was 14 years. She was married at 11 years. But anyway, the idea is that it is the father's duty to get the daughter married somehow or other within 30 years.
Before they reach puberty.
That is Vedic system.
It's a very good system.
Not necessarily the boy should be all very good. Simply to see that he is good health and can work hard. That is no education, no. Money, nothing. Then depend on the bed. But I'm giving to a boy who is healthy and he can work hard. Then that person deserves it.
They also used astrology, didn't they?
Yes. my Mala's grandfather was very, very rich man. And his daughter was given to a boy whose family was rich but they became poor. And practically poverty. So my father's grandmother preferred that this boy is hard working. Coming from a respectable family, now they have become poor. So he gave a daughter to him. And later on, my mother's grandmother gave him 500 rupees to start some business. So, that is at least 150 years ago. My mother's grandmother. So with that 500 rupees, he started to invest and he flourished in such a way that in Calcutta there is a place, it is called Ketla. Ketla. That Ketla, he purchased the whole Ketla. Now there are two big roads. One road is Govinda Chandra Arti road. That is the husband of my mother's aunt. And another room, Rahal Chandra, that is my Patara Ranku. So within 500 rupees, has been spoken. And he has no money, it was given secretly by the mother-in-law, that he'll do something.
What kind of business did he?
He started business some lace making. Not very lucrative, but still. So, Indians still believe that that is the root of them. Body for all the things. Tamlabhati dukkha vadammata sukha. You cannot create your fortune unless God gives you. But you can make honest effort. Then depend on God. Karmanne madhikaraste vahapalishtala. That is Indian thing. Therefore they did not make too much endeavor. Easy going. But do something. Don't be idle. That is it. So still, there is no problem. The boy is married. And he works honestly. And the wife also works honestly as household. They believe this to be. Not that I must have this comfort, that comfort, then that's why you know. That's
yeah.
Now all these questions like me, they call it white elephant. Really elephant.
See, white elephant?
White elephant. To maintain, because formally, people, the boys who are coming into Western countries, sometimes they marry European wives. And later on, after going back, they found it is a white elephant. White elephant. And he cannot maintain properly the several divorce.
These women are never satisfied.
Therefore, they found it white elephant. To maintain an elephant white in forest.
A white elephant is particularly useless? A white elephant is more useless than another elephant?
Well, elephant, no elephant, maintain. To maintain, and he has to give him 40 kilograms food daily. And kilo, what is that? 40 kilos.
So I was just wondering why
he has seen elephant.
Yes, in India.
For that, that big capacity. Whole family with flour in the zoo. That is also not sufficient. So many suffering. Sufficient. All the things. Now the princely order is finished. Now there is no transaction or anything. First of all, there was a market where we only held horse, elephant, or animals, cow, near Patna, big. Now since last 20 years, it is stopped. Nobody is going to purchase horse.
That stopped. Diminishing. They can't afford to keep them.
20 is mentioning in this way, that is also scary. And Dawai.
They want to do away with them, okay?
They just sleep. And Krishna's mother has married to both of them. Dawai, so many hundreds of girls, so many horses, so many elephants. No one in exile will be able to keep them. Apart from ornament, jewelry, sari, to the girl, and these things were also the royal having them. If you can maintain them, these are the things. Otherwise, what is the drug? If you maintain something, thin car. This is thin car. Character. So that is taka. He has got experience. Thin car. Very elegant.
If the president just takes a little bit of money, they kick him out. If the president just takes a little bit of money, they kick him out immediately.
President?
If the president of the United States, if he tries to use his position for a little bit of a kingly enjoyment, then they just kick him out.
Because he's not doing that. They're taking so many moments. I think that's Kennedy.
Yeah.
If you think someone wants to take that, to take advantage.
There seems to be no solution though, because in the Western society there's no protection offered by parents. So these people are coming to become devotees, so what should we do? How can we arrange our society? This is always a point of discussion.
We have to maintain that. If you have come to Krishna, how can we do it? Some management may be there. Government must help. Program this unprotected class But then,
that's a very good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
good. Well, the Royal Society is going to want to pray. How are we doing this? But we cannot improve this. Are they not getting welfare? Some money?
Some of them. With children, they usually get welfare.
Well, that money they're giving to this affair.
Usually they keep it for their apartment and food. It is not so much money, it is just enough for them to maintain.
Well, they do not take what happens.
Depends on where it is.
Huh?
Depends on the location. In Los Angeles, the householders get food stamps from the government, and they purchase their food like that. And
they're not really trained up though. So you may be a little bit sick. So some of the girls, they were wanting to help him. At Kusa. So they had some food stamps. So they went out and bought the most nonsensical medicines.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and bought the most nonsensical modern medicines. Chlorophyll and so many things like this. And the price was $22. They bought with food stamps. Rather they could have bought so many things for office. Even the food stamps can be used for no management.
So, this is a problem to maintain this husband and woman.
Mm-hmm.
And also to work for them.
Many of the Grihasthas at least are doing Sankirtan.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the Grihasthas are doing Sankirtan. Going out and distributing. Books, preaching.
That you understand?
Yes.
That is why. Sustaining this law, the very strong, have the same boy to while at least. They have met God.
One way.
One way. Very well.
In this philosophy of democracy, there's not supposed to be any discrimination. They would say that this is discrimination against women. Because in the Western countries, actually the women have this concept that they're just as good as men. They're thinking like that. And the men are thinking also. The women are probably just as good.
Why they are doing this? Without husband.
The women argue that the men are also in difficulty.
But they like this. This neglected position. Run down at the back of the car without any husband, without any clothes. They like it.
These white elephants are very crazy.
They like it. They let them be good.
Western women are... They say they're training at all.
They say that because they have been trained in the past that they are less intelligent and that they are weaker. Therefore, it has ruined them in their older age. They have to defeat all this.
They have to prove their independence by living without man's protection.
They cannot appreciate that.
Man's protection? Not so much anymore. There's a whole current of thought with this women's liberation.
There's no protection anyway.
Yeah, the men run off anyway.
They're in one sense they are right, because the men do not protect them. They exploit them for sex work. So that is one reason why they are becoming successful in the philosophy.
There is a reason that the man does not marry because there are so many implications.
But by nature's way, women like to be protected.
Therefore, Father Swami has mentioned Father Swami, he is protected. Where we go?
That's the time. Next one.
You find that in our society, practically none of the brahmacharis want to get married because they see that the women are not so chaste.
That is the cycle.
Yeah,
that is the cycle now.
Oh.
The law that the girl whom I am going to marry will never be faithful. That is the increase. Originally married, take chance. I know that beginning right here, I'm at 65, one carpenter boy was coming to me, he gave me some benches, second one. So I asked him, what is the occasion for marriage? Because I did not know. So he went and said, Daddy, I know that I am not good. I can't do this right. Then I could understand the psychology of the point to not have them. No husband wants not just something to that person. There is a soft thing. And here you have to allow the wife to go into bread. You cannot have both.
Why, Chico?
To go out with her friends. Just do whatever she likes.
Oh, in the Western country.
I saw that John Miller. He was maintaining a former husband or friend. The white friend,
Yoko Ono.
She already had a friend, and John Lennon wanted her.
So he took him off him.
Yeah. And he was working as his garden manager. Now that boy has kidnapped his girl, not his daughter. And he has got her. Now John has got after him.
They split now anyway.
Huh?
They split up now anyway.
He wrote one song that John Lennon.
Huh?
Very blasphemous.
Huh?
He wrote one song on a record album. It was called God is a Symbol. And he mentioned George. He said, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in Gita. What did Krishna got on you, George? And he went on, and at the end he says, all I believe is in Yoko and me. That's reality.
He put all these things that he doesn't believe in. I don't believe in heaven, I don't believe in Krishna, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that.
It's Yoko and me.
That's what I felt when I read it. I felt, well, who cares for him anyway? All these things are going on.
Another one of them said, Hare Krishna doesn't have anything on me.
He said.
I think it was Paul who said that, right?
Oh, it's
Yes.
Actually, they were very low class people. They came from Liverpool. Low class.
Very low class.
Very low class. But they're from. Simply they bought some money and become respected. Everywhere, money is everything. Only on account of the other one qualities and the other. Jaws, suppose. He has got some money. But he has got qualities and he has done some for purpose. He has said, I asked him, first of all, $19,000 for paying the bill of this one. He said, you know that?
Oh, yes. In America, for a long time, when we would distribute the books, we would say, George Harrison paid for it, and he really didn't take it.
From the strength of that forward that he put in the inside cover, that must have sold hundreds of thousands of books. Just by showing him that.
Yes, we ask him today. And I acknowledge his money.
Yes. We show that to people when we distribute the book, we say, see, here the author is taking George Harrison for the money, he is paid for it. And you go, oh, and they buy the book.
Very good book.
So, Father, when Lord Nishigadeva appeared, did he appear in India? Or was it Indra Loka?
Right.
It describes in the Bhagavatam that Dhranikashipu was seated in the throne of Indra, in Indra's palace. So then we were wondering, well, did Lord Nishigadeva put the fear on the planet Earth, or was it in Indra Loka?
We are not concerned about the history. We are concerned about the question.
Lord Nishinga is very popular in the West. When people hear about him, because in the West everyone is brought up with so many violent stories. So when they hear the story of Lord Nishinga, they become very attractive.
And everyone's father is a great demon also.
So why not publish a chapter about it? I think some country is full of blood.
We actually did that one time. We published the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, a little pamphlet. That was very popular.
We have not printed it.
No, we have not printed it for many years. We can print it again if you like.
I think the seventh canto will be very popular. That can be reprinted.
There's so many violent stories in the Bible.
Okay.
There's so many descriptions of fighting in the Bible. And there's it by far excel anything that the mundanist can even conceive of, like where Jarasandha gets torn in half, or where his army was defeated, and describes how the bodies were floating like islands.
So what did you want? Something now.
Yes. They can't conceive of anything like that at all. It's amazing to them.
That idea is God cannot feel anything, no?
If you stop the idea. Yeah.
Yeah, the materialistic conception of goodness.
When we used to distribute the Bhakti Gaudiya magazine that had Balaram showing Prahlad Basa on the back cover, the black people would ask why the white person is showing the black one. It was very difficult to show that magazine to black people.
You are saying black is not. I did not say. Black is not. Maybe I said, hey, what is this? How did it? Black is.
You're actually the best book distributor. You're the best book distributor. You know all the good lines. The sign on the front of the press is ordered now. They have ordered the sign for the front of the press with your name. And we're going to try our best to have it up by the time you get there. Generally it takes 1 month for them to carve the letters. But we'll try to have it up when you get there. Rancho said he's very, very sorry. That when you originally told him about the sign, he had already purchased the other letters and did not want to displease you by by spending more money. And he's very sorry. He has immediately ordered the letters to remove.
Yeah, he has to go. He sent letters to the sender.
Actually, the devotees of the press, they are, it is wonderful how dedicated they are. Whenever a book is coming out, I give this to Gosti and I tell them that Srila Prabhupada is desiring very much to have this book out, and they will do anything. They'll stay up all night.
One guy works so hard.
And with that regarding, it was one page
article. Oh, yeah.
Yes, she was. I went to Princeton University Press to study some of their methods. Yes, unfortunately. And she was there. She was a type composer. Amazing.
Spinning fast.
Oh, yes. Now she's transcribing Jayavadi's and Haigiri's tapes, the editorial tapes. She will work all day, all night, also, whenever it's necessary.
Married?
No. Very, very few devotees get married now. It is very, very rare.
If one is fully Krishna conscious, this marriage problem does not disturb.
We're too busy to get married. No time.
Prabhupada, man can remain without sex. It is not very difficult for a woman. Man can be gender. He can remain close for them without sex. But it is little difficult. Unless they are given special protection. Special protection means strictly not to intermingle with anyone. That is. That is not possible. Otherwise, he can remain brahmacharini under the protection of elder brother, father, and mother. Not to allow strict mixed to be formed.
This country, if they're left under the protection of their father and mother, then their father and mother will order them to have sex life.
They may regard prostitution to bring money. And what is this? They do not like their young girl to marry. Better find out the boy and bring money. And once woman is tender for prostitution, she is never even pregnant again. Impossible. Is why.
In America, if a woman is not like a prostitute and she is ridiculed, all her friends ridicule her. Most of the degradation actually occurs in schools. When you go to school, the grade school, the elementary school, and the high school, and then college, this is where you learn all of the sex life, all the intoxication. This is where you learn it. You learn it from the other children. Actually, that's the source of all the degradation. Meat eating is taught by the parents, but everyone else is
school. Parents and the school, they distribute contraceptive ingredients, tablets.
In movie screens also, cinemas. Cinemas. You see all the things going on in the cinema screen.
In the filthy literature, also. Filthy literature is everywhere.
Any news engine sells pornographic literature. Any news engine.
In a large city, it's actually not possible to walk down a main street without seeing magazines with naked women. Everywhere, that's all they have.
even the advertisements for so-called respectable goods now, they also feature naked women and so many things. It's just not possible in the West to be lonely.
I'm not going to do that. I don't believe this thing. But I'm listening. You see.
In India, you don't even see that at all. It's very much. Even now. In fact, in places like Mayapur and Vrindavan, you won't even see a husband and wife walking together. That's very unusual.
There's not so much emphasis on sex like that. Western society is all sex like
that.
They were even making surveys that they think that people would work harder. Instead of having a lunch break, they would have a sex break. So the husband and wife during lunch hour, they could have sex life and go back to work again.
That's right.
This is public news. You know,
even in the prisons, they allow the wives of the prisoners to come so that and stay for the weekend at the jails. They were doing that program in England. Because the men would complain and they would become agitated, no sex life. They're prisoners, criminals, so they were allowing their wives to come.
And she has an all right.
They become homosexual also.
Yeah.
Prison for intent. No problems.
One devotee went to prison and they had to give him a special place just so he would not be attacked by other men for sexual. This was 3 years ago. Yes, they were, he did not want it, so that he did not want to be homosexual, so they had to put him in a place where there were no other men because practically all of them were like that. They become so insane at this lecture. He escaped from prison though. He jumped over the wall and for 3 days he went through the mountains with no food and he escaped and he went to India.
He escaped how?
He jumped over the wall from the prison. Krishna Vidhavati. I sent books to the prison chaplain, Krishna books, so the prison chaplain would give it to him. But they came back in the mail and said, cannot deliver, the prisoner has escaped.
He gave some sadness.
The chaplain?
No, he received the some book.
On his bone.
What was he? Is it a bone?
Vidura, his name was Vidura. I have not heard of him many years, maybe he left. But he was a...
He grew up, he did not
sure. He was a thin boy. Blonde hair. I haven't seen him.
He wasn't there when I was there. He wasn't there when I was there.
I didn't have the name.
Hmm.
Yeah. So he had gone to India?
When he first escaped from prison, he went to India. This was around 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh.
And no one heard of him after. He was pretty nuts in the letters to avoid being caught.
Jumped over the wall.
Yeah. He jumped over the wall and went through the mountains of Pennsylvania to escape. He had his striped prison suit on. And they give a striped suit in the prison. And all the neighboring towns, they tell the people if they see anyone like that, then they'll give a big reward. He was very frightened. He was walking through towns with his striped suit and people were seeing him.
He also didn't want to go on the main road. He walked through the jungle.
He could not jump for long. He prayed all that. I got money here. He did all this for vegetation. those days is the only
thing.
How we arrange for getting free from human.
It wasn't a very common thing to bribe the jailer.
Huh?
It was not a very common thing to bribe the jailer.
Yes, money in bribe, but who is money?
Mm. It was from his brother? It was Rupa Goswami's money?
Yes.
Rupa Goswami left 1/4 for family expenditure.
It's 2% for Krishna, 25% for family, and 30% for personal emergency.
I remember when I joined the temple, I gave all my money to the temple, and then my parents found out, one friend told them. They wrote a letter demanding to know why I hadn't spent them the money.
The 1/4.
No, not the 1/4. They wanted to know why I'd given all the money to the temple. They said you could have given it to your brother, or you just got married, or you could have given it to us, or like this. They were very upset.
And what?
They're in England.
Oh.
And Germany.
Yeah,
I joined in Sydney. I get to the temple in Sydney.
Yes. I remember we were speaking in India. You want to be using Jacob for any afternoon? I don't know.